This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The British government unveils new plans to get the country moving again. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm John Bithrie. Good morning. Businesses have been reacting to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to reopen some parts of the British economy. In a televised address last night, Mr. Johnson said people who couldn't work from home should return to their workplace but avoid public transport, and announced a new national alert system that would govern how quickly lockdown restrictions can be eased.
We've been through the initial peak, but it's coming down the mountain that is often more dangerous. We have a route and we have a plan, and everyone in government has the all-consuming pressure and challenge to save lives, restore livelihoods, and gradually restore the freedoms that we need.
More details will be presented to Parliament later today, but opposition parties and trade unions have already expressed concerns about whether many workplaces will be safe enough. Mark Reynolds is the boss of Mace, one of Britain's biggest construction firms. He told the BBC they've already put many safety measures in place.
What we've put in place is a number of site operating procedures, so things around how our workforce travel to site and avoiding the public transport during peak times. And we've also introduced shift working. And we've been working with the local authorities to try and get extended working hours in the same way that retail deliveries operate, so extending the hours slightly at the end of the day.
The Prime Minister also said schools and non-essential shops wouldn't reopen until the start of next month at the earliest. And pubs and restaurants are unlikely to be allowed to start serving again until later in the summer. Mark Derry is executive chairman of Brasserie Bar, a restaurant and pub chain owned by the renowned French chef Raymond Blanc. He says reopening will be a huge challenge.
For those of us who've got outside space, it will be enormously helpful to reopen in fine weather and long daylight hours. But when you're confined in indoor spaces, it is incredibly difficult to contemplate. With severely restricted guest numbers, we can't achieve anything like the kind of sales levels that we need to sustain our businesses.
Elsewhere in Europe, restrictions continue to be eased as a new working week begins. In France, a number of restrictions are being lifted, as the BBC's Lucy Williamson reports.
Across the country, shops and most primary schools will reopen. People will be allowed to travel up to 60 miles from their homes and meet friends and family in small groups. But bars, restaurants and cinemas will remain closed for at least the next 3 weeks, along with parks and museums in high-risk red zones like Paris. And commuters in the capital will need a document from their employers to use public transport during rush hour. President Macron has already warned that today's lifting of the lockdown won't mark a return to normal life. But after one of the strictest and longest confinements in Europe, the change in rules will feel different.
And there have been some reports of overcrowding on public transport in Paris as more people head into work. Global stock markets have begun the week in positive territory as investors contemplate more countries restarting their economies. Meanwhile, oil prices have slipped more than 1% amidst concern over a persistent glut. In reaction to those low prices, Saudi Arabia has announced it'll increase value-added tax in the kingdom from 5 to 15% as its revenues from oil continue to be hit. To China now, and reports of a small number of new virus cases in Wuhan, the city at the centre of the original outbreak. Authorities believe the five cases are centred on a single housing compound. Meanwhile, Disneyland in Shanghai is reopening after almost 4 months. It's the first of Disney's six main resorts around the world to invite visitors back. And there was much anticipation as the gates opened this morning.
I came here because after being closed for 3 months, today is the first day of Disney reopening. As a loyal fan, I definitely asked for leave to come here.
I'm very excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm very happy today.
So excitement abounds, but as the BBC's China correspondent Robin Brandt told me, it's far from business as usual.
It's hugely symbolic for China. It's also very important for Disney. It's not, though, a return to normal. There are restrictions in place in terms of capacity. Guest numbers are going to be limited to around about 30% of capacity. Apparently, that's at the request of the government here. There are taped yellow squares in place at the main gate, the main entrance, to ensure that visitors, when they arrive, manage to maintain some social distancing as well. Temperature checks, of course, they are omnipresent here in Shanghai. I mean, talking to some senior staff at Disney ahead of today, there are obviously hugely anxious about any potential risk of an outbreak there. They have no reported cases among visitors or staff in the past, and they are very, very keen to retain that. Just to give you an example of how important the Shanghai Disney is, it's hugely profitable, it's a cash cow for the company, and it sits in an area on the eastern coast of China that is about half a day's drive away for about 300 million people.
And as you say, it's within a short drive of hundreds of millions of people there, and there has been huge demand.
The tickets sold out, and I expect that to continue. Many of the children at school are not returning to classrooms as well, so frankly, Disney is pushing at an open door. I mean, what Disney and its partner, it co-owns the park here with a state-controlled company, will hope, as the summer months approach, that they'll be able to return to something a bit like a resumption of normal business. But they are being very cautious.
The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai. Thank you very much.
Many thanks.
And Disney, no doubt, watching very closely how that reopening goes. In London, I'm John Bithrey with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.